We start this hour, though, with a group of public school teachers and education advocates. They're taking advantage of their President's Day time off by heading to the state capitol this morning. The coalition known as Arizona Schools Now is bringing several groups together to demand more money in the state budget proposal for public education. KJZZ's Carrie Young is on the Capitol lawn and joins me. Say, hi, Carrie, how are you?
Hey, Mark.
So what's going on down there today? Is this considered a rally?
Well, what's going on today is part rally, part legislative education session. Its official time is 10:30, so people are still trickling in at this point. But in addition to gathering, coalition leaders are also teaching some of the folks who are coming out today how to schedule appointments with their legislators, how to request to speak at hearings, and even basic things like how to track the progress of a bill. In a sense, how to most effectively be heard by lawmakers outside of just protesting. Now, the main point that's getting everyone out here today is the education budget and Governor Doug Ducey's budget proposal. They would like to see more funding. I spoke with Dr. Jennifer Johnson, who's the executive director of one of the coalition's member groups, Support Our Schools Arizona. That was at one of the coalition's first major support meetings last week. And she said the bottom line of all of this political action is the state public school system is underfunded.
The amount of money that Prop 123 is given into schools and that is proposed in the governor's budget doesn't come close to restoring the cuts that have been made to public schools since 2008. And we believe that we should make serious inroads in getting back to that 2007 funding level.
Now, Carrie, when you say the group wants more money allocated to public schools in the budget, how much are we talking about? Do you have some details on what exactly they'd like to see?
Well, I have a few details, I guess. They're proposing an addition of about $134 million extra dollars in the budget proposal for education, most of which they say should go to teacher raises. Governor Ducey's budget proposal currently factors in about $13.6 million for teacher raises, which if you split that up between Arizona's 60,000 or so teachers, that would equal maybe a couple hundred dollars a year. So they're suggesting several ways of funding this, like eliminating about $3 million in state tax cuts and putting a freeze on corporate private school tax credits. When that initial budget proposal came out last month, Governor Ducey's spokesman Dan Scarpinato said that was the best they could do, that $13.6 million for teacher raises, given the current revenue situation in the state.
That's KJZZ's Carrie Young on the Capitol lawn this morning covering the education rally down there. Carrie, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Mark.